God is still speaking. But we must have ears to hear what God is still speaking. The same thing is happening in the book of Malachi. God is still speaking, and the people of Israel were not listening. So God comes through the prophet Malachi, and he gives them a nice, direct message that isn't very comforting at that time. God, he says, you are robbing me. You are taking what is mine. And you are not giving me what you are supposed to give. Well, it's Thanksgiving time. It's a time when we start thinking about all the things that we're thankful for. But I've asked you to do that all year long. And I've asked you every time you've come to this place that when you bring an offering to the Lord, you bring it out of what?
Love.
At no time have I come to you with a budget and said, the budget of the church is $180,000. You need to give to this budget. Have I ever done that to you? Because I purposely told us and believe in my heart that when we give out of love, God will abundantly bless us. Because that's what Malachi says. He says, bring a full tithe into my storehouse. What's a tithe? 10% of what you have. Bring a full tithe into my storehouse and see if I won't bless you and make you a great nation that and give you blessings that everybody will see that it's a great place. What do you think? Been a year? Been a good year? I think so. As I was kneeling down and praying, I sometimes kneel down and I pray and I catch some labels from these things, and I wish I had. There's some redneck stuff in here, redneck stuff it says. But as I was kneeling today, I actually caught this one. It says, Miracle Maze. Miracle Maze. I don't know where it came from or who even brought it. But maybe this is a miracle. Miracle Maze. It's Thanksgiving time. And it's a time when we should reflect about what we're thankful for. What are you all thankful for?
Family.
Health, what, job,
friends,
still being alive, yeah,
church,
what else, huh,
home,
you know what some folks are thankful for, guess what they're thankful for, they're thankful for football. Dan. All right. Pass it back. We're thankful for football, right? Right? We're thankful for football. All right. Pass it back. I'm thankful for football, too. I like... You ready? Yeah. Just because you're visiting doesn't mean you, and you had confirmation class, so you ought to be able to catch the ball. You ready? All right, hey! We're thankful. We're thankful for football. This year, I'm kind of jumping around here because I want to try to do a stewardship sermon, and that's what this is. It's a stewardship sermon. Around Thanksgiving, I want to do a stewardship sermon that may be different than what you've heard in the past. Okay, I know some people go, oh man, she's going to talk about money. I'm not going to talk about money. I'm going to talk about football. Oop. See that? This is our stewardship pledge thing this year. Every time one of us makes a pledge, we're going to put a football on the line. there'll be a football here and here and here and here and here. And eventually, we want to get up to the goal up here of the footballs. But guess what? The football that we put on has nothing to do with money. It has to do with you making a pledge or a commitment to give to the work of the Lord. Doesn't make any difference whether it's 10 cents, a dollar, $5,000. Every time a person makes a pledge, a football would be added to their line. So we see a progression of things. And we're not going to do it in one Sunday. We're going to do it all the way through, guess what? When does it end? Super Bowl Sunday. Right? And guess what we're going to do to celebrate? We're going to have a tailgating party. What do you think? And if we get it all the way up and we reach our goal, we're going to have to do something special. And I'm going to let you all come up with an idea of something special that I can do as the pastor to help you reach your goal. Here, catch us. All right. I want you to be aware, in the book of Malachi, God talks about righteousness. And he's saying that the people in Malachi's time have fallen away from God and have become not righteous. He says, when you make a righteous offering, it is pleasing to God. He talks about things that are not good. He talks about adultery, and he talks about lying, and he talks about other things that are not good, that are unrighteous. And all of those things that are unrighteous aren't about acts. Righteousness isn't about acts. It's not about doing something. You don't earn righteousness. You don't talk about somebody being righteous simply because they did something, or unrighteous because they didn't do something. You know, when I think about righteous people, I think about people who have had a life filled with righteousness. Not simply a one-time thing, but a life filled with righteousness. The righteousness of God isn't about following the law. It's about following God in your heart. Because if you are a righteous person, if you are doing the righteousness of God, it begins in your heart. God always says the beginning of following him is fear. But fear also translates into love. You want to do. You want to be in relationship. That's why when I ask you to bring an offering on Sunday morning to God, I say, bring it with love. Because that's a righteous offering. That's an offering that comes from righteous living. If you are righteous and living a righteous life, then what you seek to do is what is good in God's eyes. Sometimes sacrificing what you think is best for you. When I talk about somebody being righteous, it isn't holier than thou. It's not righteous. Righteous is about the person who acts out of love. The other day we had a speaker at the Rotary, a physician, a heart physician, who was the physician to Mother Teresa. And he was searching in his life for meaning. What is the answer? Why am I here? What is it about? And he talked that he said, you know, I'm really good at the heart stuff, and I can walk into the room and I can check the charts and I can do all these things, and I can walk in with a staff of people and I can say, give her this medication, do this, perform this act for her, and I'm good, and then I can put it down and walk out. And I'm a good heart doctor. And when he went to see Mother Teresa, she recognized his experience. She recognized his gift as being a heart doctor. And then one day, he was visiting, and she told him, come with me. And she took him to one of the hospice centers kind of thing they have. They have a poor center there where people who are the lowly of lowlies, the people who are the poorest, the poor, can go when they have no other place to go, and oftentimes when they're in the last stages of their life. And she took him to this place, and as he says, there was a woman who came, a woman with leprosy, who was dying. And she was in a room, and Mother Teresa invited him to come into the room. After all, you're a healer. You heal people. Come into the room. Well, he went to the door of the room, and Mother Teresa went in. And as she was going in to just hold this woman. And dress her wounds. And give her a human touch, you know. She was one of those untouchables that nobody could have anything to do with. So in her dying day, Mother Teresa's mission was to touch the untouchable. The heart doctor, the cardiologist, couldn't do it. Here he was a great healer. Lots of healings at clinics and world-renowned. I think he taught at Harvard Med, was it?
Notre Dame
Med. Great healer. But when it came time to touch the untouchable, he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. He said that Mother Teresa said to him, you know, said, you can't do my job, nor can I do yours. I cannot heal broken hearts or bad hearts. And you can't do what I do either. Be the best that you can. And remember that every person you treat, she said to him, is more than just a body. It's a person. Every person you care for is more, much more than just who you see before you. You got to touch the untouchable in any way that you can. That's righteousness. When whatever you do not because you're going to get a big payday at the end of the month or the end of the year or whatever the case may be, not because you're looking for some kind of personal reward, You do it the best you can because you are thankful for the personal relationship you have with Jesus Christ, with the Father. You let the Holy Spirit guide you. That's righteousness. That's righteousness. That's the difference between a righteous offering and not a righteous offering. I was thinking about our offering up here. And a thought came to my mind, and I wasn't quite sure how to say it. But I wonder if somebody puts an offering plate in this, or offering in this place, simply because it's what they are think they're required to do, and not out of thankfulness, does it make the total offering tainted? Because the only offering that we should be giving God is out of thankfulness. So from this day on, if you're not going to give it out of thankfulness, please don't give it. Keep it in your pocket. There is no righteous gift that is more valuable than any other. Mother Teresa's was not more valuable than the heart surgeon, or the nurses that were caring for the others, or the person that was making the food, or it is the gift, it is the love that is in your heart. These footballs we're going to put up here and we're going to have fun with. Okay? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether you're contributing 25 cents for the entire year or $5,000 for the year. What matters is that it is a gift of righteousness from your heart of love. Okay? Maybe I should have said not to put footballs here, but put hearts. Well, we have a stewardship committee, and they're going to give you you're going to receive a pledge form. You always do that. Because, as Barb said, that's what happens. But I hope this year as you make your gift, your pledge, you do it for the right reason. Or don't do it. Or don't do it. Because I know that when we give out of righteous love, that everything will multiply. That there won't be enough need to cover everything that we have. This is an example. If you know somebody who could use a Thanksgiving basket this year, just give me their name. We have more than we know what to do with. Because God has truly blessed us. Truly.